The glory days of high school. Do you remember them? I do. Homecoming games, pep rallies, proms. If you were an athlete during those years, maybe you remember high school a little bit differently. Pressure to perform and to people please. Stress of holding a winning record. Disappointment, thinking you let your team down. According to the CDC, in 2023, 1 in 5 U.S. high school students seriously considered taking their own lives. 1 in 6 made a suicide plan, and 1 in 10 reported a suicide attempt. We have seen, even here in Connecticut, our fair share of youth athlete deaths by suicide, including Hayden Thorson back in 2022, a 16-year-old from Darien who was a fantastic hockey player. But he died by suicide, and his family, in his honor, created the HT40 Foundation. From there, the biggest fundraiser event for them and movement was born. It's called Shoulder Check. Ahead of tomorrow's annual Shoulder Check Showcase at Sacred Heart University, a film called Shattered Ice will be shared at the Sacred Heart Community Theater tonight. And joining us now to share more about this powerful story and its connection back to Shoulder Check, a story of grief and resilience, is producer and writer of the film, Jake Mishkin. And Jake, thank you so much for giving us the time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
I would love, Jake, for you to share your story. What led you to create a film, Shattered Ice, that really tackles youth athlete suicide?
Yeah. Shattered Ice was inspired by my own high school experiences. We lost multiple classmates to suicide when I was there for the 4 years. And I wanted to tell a story about the conversations that my friends and I were trying to have or didn't know how to have, community leaders, coaches, after losing someone to suicide. And I always felt storytelling, film, TV can be so powerful in messaging. And I wanted to create an entertaining story using the backdrop of hockey to get that message across.
And what's interesting, Jake, is you are not a filmmaker, right? I mean, what's kind of interesting about this is you took, and you're not too far from us here in Connecticut. You live in Massachusetts, right?
Correct. I'm right outside the Boston area.
Okay. And so you then never let go of your experience in high school. How long did it take you before you completed Shattered Ice?
Yeah, I went to Springfield College to study sport management. I played soccer there. And unfortunately, my road took me, not playing my senior year. And I started to create characters in writing. And I remembered my time in high school. And this now from 2013 to now, so about, 13 years, 12 years, to get the movie made, and the journey and writing and connecting. And we had our world premiere last year out in Sedona International Film Festival, and we ended up winning the Most Impactful Film Award. So a community 2,500 miles away resonated with our story and connected to it. We knew, right then and there, okay, we did something correct in telling the right story. And so we've been very proud, and we won multiple awards through the film festival circuit, but our proudest moments have been our social impact campaign, where we bring communities together, we partner with organizations. And what we always wanted to do with this movie is, connect the three boxes of storytelling, mental health, and sports, and creating those three boxes and having those conversations after the movie has created some really inspirational moments. And this is where, we ended up meeting Rob Thorson and his family and his organization and what he's been trying to do. And we actually connected on our first social impact screening back in August of last year in Newport, Rhode Island. And we've been connected ever since. And he knew right away he wanted to bring this movie to this event. And so we're so excited to partner with him this year.
And again, we have Jake Miskin here, who is the producer and writer of a film called Shattered Ice. It's going to be playing at the Sacred Heart University Community Theater tonight in Fairfield. I'm very excited to be there and to moderate a discussion after the film wraps up tonight. And thank you again, Jake, for inviting me. Do you think that people are, on average, aware of how common, unfortunately, youth athlete suicide is in America?
I really, truly don't think they do. And that's the, you know, the stigma behind it is that, you know, throughout this journey, I found out that every family, every person, every community has a story to tell, whether or not they want to share it or not. And, you know, talking about a movie and, you know, just me wanting to make the movie opened up the doors of, you know, athletes sharing their stories and what they've gone through. And, you know, it's just very powerful when you can lower that, you know, that wall in someone and they open up and, you know, a conversation can change anyone's life. And that's what, you know, we want this film to do is just spark the conversation. And young athletes is where, you know, sports is where you have your ups and downs and, you know, your first love, your first, you know, loss, and you're meeting your friends and loved ones and you're trying to balance everything while playing at a high performance. And just having a conversation, open conversation with your teammates can change so much.
Jake Miskin is here, producer and writer of the film Shattered Ice, which will be shared for the first time at the Sacred Heart University Community Theater in Fairfield tonight. And it is ahead of tomorrow's annual Shoulder Check Showcase at Sacred Heart University. And the two entities come together because it touches on a very tricky subject to talk about in general, which is youth athlete suicide. Jake, how do you balance talking about such a heavy subject with having also a heartwarming and at points feel good film? How did you do that?
It was it's a great question. It was definitely, you know, a thin line to balance. I knew, you know, I didn't make this into a documentary or a PSA. I wanted to use movie making, filmmaking, movie storytelling as a way to draw in, you know, tell a really good sports story, but having, you know, the messages underneath that people walk away feeling, wow, that was impactful and inspiring, and, you know, creating a storyline that fits. So we always say it's, you know, Friday Night Lights meets Manchester by the Sea, and hopefully the hockeyness, the backdrop of the hockey and sports can, you know, bring the entertainment factor without making it feel, you know, that this is, you know, in your face PSA. And and it's been, you know, received very well, and I think we did a really good job of balancing that, because it's a very tricky subject. But, you know, we chose this story to be a movie for a reason.
What's been the response from audiences? What have they said when they watch this film?
It's one of my favorite quotes I've gotten, you know, I'm crying, but I'm smiling. And a lot of people have come up afterwards just sharing their own stories and they feel connected to it. And that's what we wanted. We wanted an emotional connection that people can relate to a character on screen, whether or not it's the main character, the best friend, the group of friends, the coach, the parents. We try to hit every single level and make it as raw and authentic as possible.
What's been incredible with Shoulder Check is that they have NHL players and many others connected to the professional hockey, I'd say, world come out and talk about mental health and talk about the impact of checking on one another. And tonight, after the film plays, you have a panel discussion that also includes a professional hockey player who's going to be on stage as well, correct, talking about this?
Correct. part of that box is, you know, bringing the sports side and being able to listen to athletes. And we've had head coaches on, we've had sports psychologists on, and just getting that voice from inside the locker room, whether or not it's the athlete or the coach, is so powerful, because people want to hear, you know, how a locker room can be so vulnerable, or what their experiences are like talking to teammates, and how the conversation of mental health in general as a whole, especially in the sport of hockey, has increased in the communication and normalizing the conversation. So tonight, yeah, we have an amazing professional hockey player, Madison Packer, and we're so excited for her to join us, and the rest of the crew, Dr. William Meyer, professor at Sacred Heart University, Elizabeth Haney, who's the founder of Here For You Clothing, who started her own brand and inspiration of using clothing and to create the conversation on her end. And I'm using film. So having conversations like that and joining forces with Rob, who's going to be up on stage too, just to share our own stories of why we think normalizing the conversation is so important. Mm-hmm. In today's world.
It is so important. And I can't thank you enough again, Jake, for inviting me to not only attend this with my team tonight, but also to moderate this discussion. It's something we are very passionate about, which is why years ago we partnered with Rob Thorson and his team for Shoulder Check and the HD40 Foundation. The film is called Shattered Ice. It is an award-winning hockey drama about a small-town New England teenage hockey player's attempt to navigate high school life after his best friend dies by suicide. And it's playing tonight at 7:00. It's going to be here at the Sacred Heart University Community Theater in Fairfield. Tickets are still available. I'm going to link that website to ours, voiceofct.com. If you would like to go tonight, we would love to see you there. Jake Miskin, I want to thank you for having the courage to talk about this, to stick with it for more than a decade and create something so beautiful like Shattered Ice and continue that conversation, and for having that conversation here on my show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Looking forward to seeing you tonight.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Jake Miskin again, producer and writer of Shattered Ice, the film screening and panel discussion starting tonight. It is airing at 7:00, and it's going to be at the Sacred Heart University Community Theater in Fairfield. I'm going to put a link on our website to buy tickets if you'd like to go. I will be there and can't wait to see you.